Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yep, you read that title right. I'm a fully certified demon hunter, government issue and all. Most people think demons are all some paranormal bullshit, just straight instances of possession of the human soul. You know, some real Exorcist or Conjuring movie type stuff. But actually, our own government is using demons as a blanket term for all the ghoulies, mummies, werewolves, and the things that go bump at night. Let me get this out of the way early. If there was a god, he wouldn't have made half the shit I've seen. You can be damn sure of that. You ever heard of the Grunch? Little feisty, ugly thing she is. Smells like a rotting corpse layered in a pile of onions. Who'd create that abomination to terrorize hardworking farmers, huh? Now, I've been in this profession for almost 13 years, and I still can't believe I've lasted this long. What I mean by that is I can't believe I haven't ended it by my own hand. This job is gritty as hell and really takes a toll on you. I'm a greedy dog, just listening to the orders sent by the higher-ups. It wears on me. Most creatures from the depths of hell I've come across aren't what they're made out to be. They're just trying to survive and see another day, like the rest of us. And most of the exterminations I do aren't justified. These beings are living creatures that deserve just as much right to live as anything else on the planet. I kill a lot, or capture a lot, of docile demons that don't mean anyone harm. But my greedy self keeps a blind eye for that green the good old government gives me. When I began my work, I justified it as helping humankind, knowing most of the creatures I'd encounter would be a danger to the good old American dream. But I knew all along they wanted to experiment on or use these creatures for whatever messed up science project they had going. Didn't bother me at first. I loved the money too much. But it started itching at me over the years like a ticking clock. Sure, I've encountered some scum of the world that would hunt humans for sport, but most of them, they just want to live out their years secluded. But enough of my little rant of self-pity and regret. Just wanted to let y'all know these demons aren't all the glorified boogeymen they've been made out to be. Now let me tell you about one of my first jobs. Young, cocky as hell, and ruthless as all get out. Ready to pull the trigger on a demon at a moment's notice. Got the text from the unknown number. I included the coordinates to pick up the file for my next job. I arrived at an abandoned hotel and went to room number 19. I swung the door open, dust flying everywhere, and found a nice, neat file folder lying on the cockroach-infested bed. I opened up the file and skimmed through it. The location was a small beach town in North Florida. Target's name, The Abyss, 9 feet tall on the dot. 450 pounds, covered in pitch black, long hair and fitted with a nice pair of bright red eyes. Also listed were razor-sharp teeth and a pair of 5-inch claws to make the ultimate killing machine. Basically, the gist of it was a lot of dead deer popping up everywhere and a couple sightings by the locals. All the deer were found with a nice, clean slit across their throats. The men in black swiftly came to defuse any crazy talk between the neighbors, gaslight them into believing it was a rabid, oversized black bear terrorizing the small town. Yeah, the men in black with their almost perfect clean suits exist. And they're dicks. I was tasked with eliminating the target. Sounded like I was in for a lot. I arrived shortly after and did a little recon, which suggested finding the closest bar. They had this little place called Sundown. A tiki hut with the best margaritas on the beachside I've ever had. I didn't have too much to go off, but I knew the killings of the wildlife were near the locals, so that's where I'd start. Let me tell you, the government sure knows how to give me the best gear a man could dream of. I had high-tech night vision goggles that could track footprints from about a mile away, a fully geared-out AR-15, and my lucky 1911. Always took it with me. My dad gave it to me when I was a boy, and it really meant a lot. I had one stim with me, called a Keo, made from the best of the best the government could get. Basically, if I sustained a serious injury like a broken leg or a huge open wound, one stick of this, and I'm brand new in seconds. Also grants some superhuman-like strength for a short time. Crazy what those guys can make now. I also picked up some special bear-like traps that would snap any normal human being's leg right in half. Once nightfall hit, I started setting up traps in the woods right across from the two households that saw the abyss most recently. A lot of woods in this area, including a huge state park right next to this beach town called Tate's Hell. Got a nice ring to it, huh? Did a little research into the place, found a story about local fishermen seeing what they called a skunk ape. No mistake, that had to be the same thing. I was posted about half a mile from the houses, had my night vision goggles on and was listening to some Fergie, waiting patiently, wondering if the abyss would make another appearance near here. I know, Fergie, right? But her catalog's pretty good, especially when she was with the Black Eyed Peas. A couple hours go by with nothing. I'm running out of Jack Daniel's shooters. I'm getting a little pissed off. Then, around 3 o'clock, I see the thing appear on the other side of the woods near the houses. His name sure did live up to his reputation. He towered in almost complete darkness, except for those beady red eyes that left a glare in the night sky. He had a dark green vest on with small pouches everywhere. I wondered where he got such a huge vest, and why the hell he was wearing it. I mean, it kind of stood out with his whole pitch-black fur thing. I left him a little present on the edge of the woods, not in plain view. 3 deer, with their necks slit from ear to ear. Watched him approach the bait. So now I know the bastard has a keen sense of smell. I moved in closer to position, wondering if my present would piss him off, thinking he's got competition. I got right by the house, facing the woods. Not a single peep from the wildlife. Complete, utter, dead silence. I saw the abyss, overwhelming dread hitting me as he made his soft, small steps toward the deer. He was reluctant to approach them and took a while just staring, maybe admiring the work. I felt sweat drip down my face as I slowly pulled out my assault rifle, careful not to make a sound. Finally, he stepped into the woods, and seconds later, one of the deer's bodies came flying into the road. No head attached. The abyss let loose an ear-piercing screech of pure anger and bloodlust. My headphones, blasting Black Eyed Peas, meet me halfway, combust on impact. Surprisingly, the glass in the house didn't shatter. Of course, that woke up the sleeping families. I could see lights flicker on and heard a couple of shrieks of terror. The abyss swiftly came back out, eyeing the first house with intent to destroy and conquer. I knew he was fast and deadly. I aimed at the target, took a deep breath, and knew my first priority was getting this thing far away from those families. I only had a few seconds to react. I shouted in my brain, "Just focus. You're better than him." Over and over.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I pulled the trigger, unloading the full clip into the oversized Prince of Darkness. Then I began moving in on the target, fingers still pulling the trigger. He tried shielding the bullets with his bulky arm, but quickly became overwhelmed and ran off into the woods. I quickly threw the gun over my shoulder and, with no hesitation, followed the target. As I made it into the woods, I overheard the terror and confusion of the neighbors. Knew the cops would be there soon. I followed his footprints, big enough they were easy to track. My plan was going accordingly. He took the bait, and I forced him into the woods, where my traps were waiting. I kept tracking the prints under the moonlight, knowing I couldn't possibly keep up with him. He had to hit one of my traps. I kept tracking for 30 minutes, in almost a full sprint the whole time. Then, I slowed down, pulled out my flask, and took a drink of God's nectar. Bourbon whiskey. As I crept up, I realized the thing hadn't hit a single trap. I mean, I set out a decent amount. Then, my heart sank. I lost him. My emotions got the best of me. I started overthinking about my paycheck and early resume. I snapped back into reality and realized I was in the middle of Tate's hell with a destructive force of nature pissed off at me. If I remember right, Tate's hell got its name from a guy who got lost in these woods for 7 days. Once he made it to the edge, he fainted and died on the spot. Really shitty way to go, if you ask me. Right there at the finish line, but not strong enough to make it. I kept following the tracks, too determined to let this money go. Then, I reached an open area, and the tracks disappeared. Literally vanished. Nothing in sight. I pulled out my night vision goggles and scanned the area. Nothing. Not even a trace. I slowly looked up and saw a heat signature footprint on the tree in front of me. It kept going up. I dreaded the idea of looking up further. Dropped the goggles in the dirt, pulled out my 1911, and stared directly above me. And sure enough, those goddamn red beady eyes looked right into my soul. My stomach twisted upside down, and I felt the whiskey about to come right back up. I didn't shoot. I held the gun in a firm grip, locked in on the target. I was frozen in fear for about 10 seconds, which felt like an eternity. I still had my lucky firearm trained on him. I knew if he moved a muscle, I would start shooting. In a flash, he dropped down, landing on his enormous, bulking feet. I stepped back, feeling the adrenaline starting to kick in. I was about to pull the trigger. Then, the abyss spoke in a dark, condescending tone.
What do you want from me, human?
If I hadn't pissed myself yet, that surely did it for me. The goddamn thing speaks. I never heard a target speak up until now. I didn't mutter a peep, completely starstruck by this oversized behemoth pacing back and forth, slashing his claws together. He stopped in his tracks and stared at me. I noticed my bullets had managed to damage his hide, with a dark, purple, blood-like substance oozing out of him. Thank God for the government giving me some real-deal monster-killing bullets. He proceeded to stay.
I do not hunt your kind. So what is your business with me? I honestly pity you disgusting creatures, always fighting with one another.
I silently nodded in pure amazement. I mean, this thing speaks, and fluent English at that. So many questions were rushing through my head. The abyss inched closer to me, bearing his shiny, almost metal-like teeth. He then said in a demanding voice,
I want to be left alone from your kind. If this is about the deer I slay, it is purely for entertainment for my lonely self.
I twisted my head to the right and whispered, what the hell are you supposed to be? He proudly puffed his chest out and began to laugh his ass off. Then he settled down, looked me square in the face, and said,
I'll be the end of your wretched life if you'll leave me be. you insect.
That hit a chord with me right there. And I switched my demeanor quickly. I gave the Abyss a cocky smirk and let off three shots right at his red eyes. He covered his face quickly. I then threw my assault rifle off my body and slid right through his legs, pulling out my two knives from my back pockets. I struck and impaled both of his grimy feet. He let out a shriek, and I quickly got up and opened fire on his back. He turned around and rushed toward me. I managed to dodge his first slash and took off hauling ass. He caught up quickly and picked me up with ease, throwing me into a tree. I looked up and saw one of his eyes completely shut, with the same substance oozing out. He then proudly said,
"I'm impressed by you. Quick on your feet, but you will pay with your life for such foolishness."
I stood up and took off running to the right of him. He opened up his pouches and pulled out eight knives, each twice the size of his claws, and began throwing them at me with precision. I evaded most of them by ducking for cover behind the trees, but one slipped through and hit me right in the thigh. I bit my lip and pulled it out, blood gushing everywhere. I slipped the knife into my back pouch. My adrenaline surely kicked in, and I was in complete survival mode, taking off, trying to get back to my assault rifle. I was using my 1911 to lay down suppressive fire on him. I was hoping my shots would distract him and give me enough time to reach my rifle. He was not amused. I saw the Abyss squat down and leap into the air, sending a gush of wind towards me. He then landed next to me, almost squashing me like a bug. I get sent tumbling across. I look up and see my rifle right next to me. I picked it up. Then, in an instant, the Abyss slashed my chest open with one swift attack. I flew back a couple of feet and could hear him croaking in full enjoyment of my death. I injected Keo into my open chest wound without a second thought. Still on the ground, I picked up my rifle and unloaded bullets into the beast. After 10 seconds, all my wounds were healed up. I backed up, still shooting at him. He was tanking all the bullets, but at a cost. It was starting to wear him down. I rushed at him, still unloading bullets directed at his face. He covered his face, clearly scared to lose another eye. I then made a swift move through his legs, but used all my strength to pull out the knives from his feet. I began furiously slashing at his legs with everything I had. He fell to his knees, and I began to lunge the knives into his back, climbing all the way to his head. He threw both of his hands behind himself. I managed to dodge the first clawed fist, but the second impaled my lower half. I could hear the Abyss shrieking in terror. At this point, I pulled out his signature knife and slit his throat in one quick, swift motion. He dropped like a bag of potatoes to the ground. I pulled out his claws, not feeling any of the pain. I let out a scream of pure rage while covered in blood. My own and the Abyss's. I stood over him, taking in the glory of his defeat by a mere insect. My heart was pounding nearly out of my chest. I barely managed to pull out my phone and dial the emergency line for a scenario like this. Then, I collapsed in utter victory. I woke up in a special government institution, lying in bed. IVs were hooked up to me everywhere, but my wounds were all gone. A man walked in, toting cargo shorts with a pink flower button-up shirt. He looked at me and said, "You looked like shit when we picked you up, but good job. Your payment will be wired to you shortly. Till next time, Jack." There are still so many questions from that night that linger in my head now and again. That was the first time I found out demons can be as intelligent as us humans. I have seen and encountered many strange beings in my time, but that day was when I really started to question if what I was doing was right.
Thank you for listening and delving with me into the dark together.
Please remember to leave a thumbs up and subscribe if you feel so inclined. The more engagement this video gets, the more YouTube will push my content to others.
Thus, the following will grow.
All stories read in this channel will be available on Spotify, iTunes, and just about everywhere else. Links in the description.
Thank you for listening and feeding the cause. We'll be seeing you.